The Humboldt County Probate Court continued the hearing yet again for the Clark family in an ongoing saga that has dragged on since August of last year. The Rio Del Times has been following the story and the wider issues in the local court system, which touch all of our lives at some point. The earlier segments that provide all of the background are available at theriodeltimes.com or on the Rio Del Times page at SoundCloud. A hearing on March 14th saw Jeannie Clark, the current estate administrator, facing off on her own against attorney Chris Hamer, who represents Vicki Dillon, the sister who filed a petition to become the co-administrator, for the sole purpose of selling herself the estate property of 2.5 acres near Arcata. Attorney Solomon Cashman had previously represented Clark as the administrator, but that relationship has been severed after months of this ongoing litigation and legal expenses to the estate. The court has repeatedly continued the court hearings in this matter in order to allow time for Dillon to provide any kind of proof that she could finance the purchase of the property in the first place. During the March hearing, Hamer stated that some type of loan approval letter had recently been sent to Clark, along with an agreement for Clark to sign selling the property to her client. Clark asked the court to deny her sister's petition to be co-administrator as it was unnecessary. Hamer indicated that they would not end their petition until Clark signs the agreement for her client to buy the property, and the court continued the hearing until April 11th. In the meantime, Regine Clark, the sister who owns the mobile home that sits on that property, remains homeless as the hearings are continued month after month. Please listen to earlier segments in the story to find out how Regine became homeless in the first place because of this petition. More broadly speaking, the Humboldt County Superior Court is a mess. And that's a real concern. The voters just kicked out presiding judge Gregory Chris in an election that saw an investigative report come out that portrayed the culture inside the courthouse as more of a rowdy frat house than a place where people's lives hang in the balance. Numerous court staff and attorneys are included in the narrative, either as direct participants or having looked the other way for years. Former court family mediator Joseph Hale was sentenced to jail and to register as a sex offender after being convicted of 4 counts of illegally filming women's private parts. This disturbing story involved numerous families and their complaints about Hale that were ignored by the court, as reported by Ryan Hudson at the Redheaded Black Belt. Since Hale was terminated, the court has been using interim mediators to try to fill the gap. Families are required to go through a mediation process for any fight over child custody, so the backlog has very serious impacts to everyone. And recently, the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office filed a blanket disqualification against Judge Kelly Neal in all felony cases. District Attorney Stacey Eads told Kimberly Weir with the North Coast Journal that they filed the action because she believes her office couldn't have a fair and impartial trial or hearing in front of Judge Neal. And that is a remarkable statement from a district attorney against a sitting judge, and particularly one who was a deputy district attorney herself in the past. Judge Neal was subsequently reassigned to family law cases, and Judge Lawrence Killerin took over the criminal calendar in Courtroom 1. The reassignments result in additional delays to the judicial process throughout the understaffed courthouse. So why should you care about all this turmoil? Well, consider that Humboldt County will be implementing the new and ironically named Care Court process as of December 1st this year. The state of California expanded the legal definition of gravely disabled specifically to increase the number of people who can be taken into a legal conservatorship. The resources needed for all this don't actually exist currently. And at the same time, the recent passage of Governor Newsom's Proposition 1 will result in less money for county behavioral health to provide services as the needs are increasing. All of the new state mandates are piling additional demands on top of a court system stretched to the breaking point already. So what could possibly go wrong? We will continue to follow these stories and the story of the Clark family and their experiences in the probate court, so please check back for updates. This has been Sharon Wolf with the Rio Del Times reporting.